Hello, hello, welcome back to Alex D Talks. This is Alex Salas and
Tristia Hennessy.
Man, on fire today, Tristia.
That's timing.
Timing.
Can you do a good joke?
I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. So, as you know, this is our Thanksgiving cool episode, and you know, we're not going to get into the whole details of Thanksgiving because that may lead to some woke history, but we can definitely talk about the cool things about Thanksgiving, this weird thing we do. When we start doing crazy things in the States, you know, we stuff turkeys and then we bring trees inside the house and we...
Have you ever had a turducken?
For some people. What is that?
A turducken is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken. Nope. I'm serious. It's a real thing.
I know. I heard it before. I just didn't. Yeah, it wasn't clicking.
That's a little excessive.
Cheryl, we got the CNC factories in the house. Cheryl Cooper and Cheryl Overland.
Oh, hey. Hi, Cheryls.
Yeah, they can do a video. Like, gonna make you learn. Oh, baby. That's all I can give you right now. You want the rest, you make sure you follow on social media for when I drop my album.
So, today we are being grateful.
That's right. Thankful being and grateful. Thankful. So what are you great? What are you thankful for in L&D, Alex, whatever?
I'm thankful that it's kind of a light week today or this week. It's a light week today. it's, you know, things kind of slow down on a holiday week and gives me a chance to kind of recoup and relax and breathe again and play Minecraft until 3 a.m. because I really needed to do that for some reason. I don't recommend it, actually.
Yeah, you start realizing that you're an adult. Yeah, I know. I've been there. I remember so many times I spent hours on end playing video games where, 4 o'clock in the morning, still going. Lead vocals by the chief. That's right. Lead vocals. We got the jokesters, CNC Factory. We got Elizabeth, Liz Torres popping up. Hello. And folks listening on the podcast, hey, you should have been here. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for listening. Everybody in YouTube and Facebook, you guys rock. So love you. We started, 3.5 months ago? And now we are almost to 100 subscribers in YouTube. Watch out.
Hey. We are
fire. I mean, by L&D terms, that's pretty viral.
Yeah, we're a tight-knit small community.
Anything else is bacterial. Things to be thankful for.
Did you celebrate Thanksgiving when you were growing up? I'm curious. You're not really, right? I mean, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Venezuela.
In Minnesota? Yeah, in Minnesota all the time. In Venezuela, though.
No, not really. See, I didn't grow up celebrating Thanksgiving. My parents aren't American, so I didn't start celebrating until I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. It's not a huge holiday for me, but I love everything about the food and the gathering and the idea of being thankful for things. Clearly not.
Yeah.
Historical aspect is a little shady, but.
Yeah. I'm thankful for this awesome shirt that is part of the new merch of Elon Launch.
Oh, hey. Did you get new merch? That's cute. Oh, by the end of this shirt, you should be able to do it.
That's right.
Oh, God.
You can tell. That is hilarious. Because it took it to another level.
Oh, God. I'm looking around.
The dad joke. You're looking around.
No, I actually got some gifts from my organization, too. Oh, and most of them are not here, but I got something.
Nice. So you know, you can get your merch at our
close up.
A mask of Evolve.
Yeah. We just got new swag. So thank you, Evolve. I am grateful for my for my team at Evolve Solutions Group. They're seriously the best people I've ever worked with. Just such a great environment and warm and really close, small group that just, you know, has high standards, and we push each other and we keep each other going. And yeah, I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah.
So, ooh, we got some pre-orders.
I know. Here's a drop in the link for the store if y'all want to check it out. So I think Cheryl O wants the Blue Excel Learn by Doing Sip Up hoodie. All right, we'll have to work on that. We'll have to get our digital gnomes working on that. We have all kinds of staff working our stuff.
Your left hand and your right hand.
Digital gnomes, yeah. So, things to be thankful for. I mean, you know, in this whole redux of things, it's almost like we're watching Apocalypse Now or something, where like the relapse of situations. But it was funny because, you know, we're sitting here, what, in March, and people were saying, Dr. Fauci was saying, this is going to get worse in the winter. So here we are in November. We're like, oh, it's getting bad. Well, we are thankful that, at least in my end, no one's sick. And and a lot of love to all the family members out there that are, you know, that a lot of hope and prayers for anybody that's having an issue. But thankful nonetheless that, you know, we're still healthy, live. We can provide for our families. So yeah.
That is definitely worth being thankful for. Yep. It's something that, you know, I think is easy to forget about and take for granted. Like, you know, if you're used to being, you know, healthy and just doing what you're doing and forgetting that all this is happening around us and that, you know, a lot of people are struggling right now and they are losing family and it's tough. I think, yeah, taking a moment to reflect on, wow, I have my health, I have my job, I have my family. Like, that's a lot right now. That's a lot to be thankful for right now, I think.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And so we're asking the audience here, what are you thankful for? I mean, you know, it could be things like eLearn launch, for example.
we know we're thankful for lots of things, but the episode is, you know, what are we thankful for in L&D? And one thing I want to shout out to is some of the folks out there, like Mr. Salas, of course, here, but there's a couple of people that in the industry who are just awesome pioneers and role models. I know for me, Christy Tucker comes to mind. I think she's just fantastic. I love her blog. I point everyone who messages me and has questions about getting into instructional design, I point them to her blog every time, because there's just like, I mean, it's a library. It's amazing. Area
wizard. Yeah.
Yeah.
My good buddy, Christy Tucker.
She's the real deal.
Yeah, she knows the stuff, that's for sure.
I am thankful for her and her blog. That was awesome. That's my bit.
Well, here we got Jessica Blair, the latest rock star of eLearn Launch. She's thankful for the generous ID community I've found through eLearn Launch. She says, great story about Jessica. She just heard that she got a job.
Ooh. She
got a big job, making some big money for her first job in L&D. Yeah, super impressive.
Nice. So, good job.
Yeah.
Congrats, Jessica.
Absolutely. So we have Cheryl Cooper saying, yes, I'm thankful that I and my family members have been in good health thus far. And Cheryl's been getting a lot of work on her freelancing. She started freelancing not long ago. And we got, what's that, tacos or pizzas? Trying to figure out. You're making me hungry, Jessica.
It's a flying pizza slice.
Is that what it is?
No, it's like one of those little party favors, right?
Oh,
like,
all right. Oh, true. Party favor. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I saw tacos. I don't know why. It's weird that in the year of pandemic, I can say I'm thankful for one of the best years of professional growth in my life. Wow, that's very deep there, Miss Cooper. We are probably have to, you need to read that because I, yeah, they didn't do it justice. Go ahead, Tracy. You'd read it.
And you know, it's true. It's weird that in the year of the pandemic, I can say I'm thankful for one of the best years of professional growth in my life. Cheryl, that's awesome. And in a lot of ways, the pandemic almost provided like a pause for people to be able to pursue some of those professional growth opportunities that maybe they wouldn't otherwise have had the motivation or the time to pursue. But it's awesome that you know you made the best of kind of a crap situation and you know took an opportunity to better yourself and learn something and grow as a human being. I think that that's the best thing that we can do every day. That's you know, that's all we can do every day.
Yeah, you got to so, put in the work. Got to put in the work for sure.
Yeah, awesome job.
And Elizabeth Torres says, winning a spot in Enterprise ID 2021. Oh, yeah, she did. That's right. She's one of our winners. And today, if we have anybody else that's new, it doesn't look like we're going to. we'll give another free seat. But, yeah, Elizabeth got that. And Jessica, clear the mystery for us. It's confetti.
Confetti.
So that the confetti party confetti. Favorites. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't mean much to me because I'm an old guy, I guess. I'm an old man in social media. So the other day, I was in the Facebook group, the Become ID Facebook group. I hope this is funny. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I was finding...
Yeah, you do.
Trying to find a GIF that said like, hello or whatever, right? And it turns out that I didn't notice the whole thing, but it was a cartoon of a pineapple. So it was a pineapple guy sitting in the bar, waving, saying hi, right? So I didn't think any of it. And I thought it was, hey, you know, like this is what I wanted to find. Like
cute something. Pineapple.
Apparently, you know, this folks today, you know, or millennials and above or below, have grabbed, you know, they have taken ownership of all vegetables and fruits. For social media, they all have some kind of meaning beyond what they are.
So, well, I know what the eggplant means.
Oh, you know what the eggplant means? Okay, well,
that's the only one that I know has a meaning.
I feel like the dad in American Pie every time now.
Is there a meaning to pineapples?
Yeah, there is. I don't know what it is, but it is.
All right.
There's some kind of meaning there. So then I have to like come back and like kind of, okay, hold on. Just make sure I'm not aware of your fruit meanings. So confetti is hopefully what we think it is.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
Tacos taste better than confetti anyway.
We are thankful. So... And I guess the eggplant is very popular. So we ended up, we started talking about being thankful. Now we're in eggplants. We can't get out of
here. Oh my goodness.
It all comes back to the eggplant. All right. So it is just, it is just confetti. We're just trying to be thankful, people.
Hey, so, I'm thankful for a good laugh, you know?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they grab all this, they put this meaning on all the icons and social media. This is funny. It's like a whole language.
Yeah. I'm just barely too old for that. Just like by a couple days.
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm thankful that I was able to start the Academy, start Learn and Launch with no network support. This is not part of, you know, it wasn't like they weren't looking to help either. So none of the big networks were helping on this. And so I was able to do it independently. I mean, like, you know, completely independently. And then it was the people. It was the actual people going through the Academy that helped. So a lot of the folks are here already. Cheryl Cooper, Cheryl Oberlin, amazing help. They have, you know, really made it into what it is today. We got a great comment from Helena at Quintessential. She says, I'm on this LMS conversion project, Blackboard Ultra. Ooh. Reminds me of like that old school. You know, when I grew up in Venezuela, I was watching a lot of like recycle TV, I think. I didn't realize it until I got here. But I was watching like a lot of shows that were like already like old and recycled.
Okay, so, like reruns, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a Japanese show. Ultraman, you remember that back in the day? Like
Ultraman, that's
guy wearing a spandex. He's wearing a whole full suit.
Yeah, why do all superheroes wear spandex? What's
I know, right?
Who came up with that? yeah, I don't know. I just, if I were a superhero, I think I'd kind of work out a more flattering outfit, you know. Well, for my body type, that's a whole different story.
This guy had a, he had a, he has some moves. Let me show you real quick. I'm going to put them here on the screen. There it is. Ultraman.
Oh, wow. Sonic arm beam.
Yeah.
And everything. Oh, yeah. That's
that guy right there. So that was it. Ultraman.
You thankful for Ultraman? Yep. Did he?
Thankful for Ultraman. I guess that it helped with my creativity, I guess.
So. The graphics are equally terrible with the music.
I said the graphics were terrible. Terrible music. She used to love Ultraman. We got a fan, Cheryl
Cooper. Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. You know, that was fun. I mean, I feel jealous sometimes of do you wish you were like maybe like 16 today?
I wish a lot of things, man. I wish I was younger, hotter, and richer, but like I'm probably not gonna get any of those things. So like I'd be thankful for more realistic stuff.
That's good.
Such is life.
But sometimes I look at like my kids and everything they have and all they can do, and I'm going like, but I wouldn't change it, you know, because I think actually Gen Xers have the advantage of everybody, and I think we're going to save the world. I think Gen Xers are the ones that are going to save the world, because at some point all this internet and all this stuff is going to drop out, and all millennials are going to be like, what? And then we're going to be like, yeah, I know how to work a radio without digits.
Oh, it's going to be a group effort. Just
we
like
can,
our
we can write memos. We can type memos on a typewriter.
I think I'm getting some feedback.
Are you?
Uh-oh.
Maybe you should change your attitude.
Oh.
You're thankful that you can change your attitude?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you thankful about Beyond? A chance.
Oh my. I am. I am thankful for rapid development tools because they make my job easier. And they're very appropriate under certain circumstances. And sometimes you need something with a little bit more beef. And I'm thankful that there are other people who, you know how to, you know, code websites in HTML and how to and you know, make big HTML5 projects and how to, do motion graphics. That's awesome. Those are cool. Or illustrators, right? Like those are things that, I'm grateful that other people do.
That's the next level. And you take your time. That's the next level. Kind of like, I love doing that stuff. The point is sometimes it just feels though that you have to specialize. So in this world, feels like you have to specialize. We're not meant to, you know, be 150% of everything. But I love being dangerous. I love that part. That's why I put down the academy for that, because it's that sense of being a 75%er, right? So like not being like the expert everything, but you can jump in and do something. And we have, let's see.
Oh.
We have. Oh. What?
One more thing. Actually, I have something for Quintessential. Might be helpful. I'll be right back.
Okay. She's dropping the mic. She's going back there. Folks, this is getting heavy. Oh, there we go. We got the book. Is that the Mana?
Can't hear you guys. So, yep, this book I have found.
Honey Malamed. I can't always remember exactly how her name goes, but it's not Malamed. That's what I used to say when I interview her.
Is it Malamed?
Malamed, yeah.
Maybe? There you go. Yeah. This book is awesome. I highly recommend this book. It has just so much cool stuff in it. If you just feel like you need to kind of touch up your design and, you know, get a little insight into, you know, why this and not that.
For our podcast users, for our podcast listeners, the book is
Connie Malamed's Visual Design Solutions, Principles and Creative Inspiration for Learning Professionals. Don't tell Connie, I bought the book secondhand. but it's so awesome. I was kind of on the fence. I bought another book first. I think it was like Design Principles for Non-Designers or something. And it's also a great book. But this one kind of takes the cake. I think she put so much great work into this. If you want to enhance your design skills, get this book.
Yep. She is a legend. There's a lot of reverence for her out there.
Yeah, great.
You know, I don't revere anyone, but...
But except for yourself.
Work. No, she's awesome. Yeah. You imagine that? I was like, yeah.
No.
She's all right.
No, Connie put some grit.
Been doing this stuff for years.
And sweat into that book.
And she's a great person too. So I think that's part of her appeal.
Yeah, another good book that I think maybe a lot of the e-learning launch crew might enjoy too is Accidental Instructional Designer.
You're thankful for that? Accidental Instructional Designer by another.
Is that Kim?
No, what's her name?
I'm going to look it up because I can't remember.
Yeah.
It is Cammie Bean.
Cammie Bean. There you go. See, I was close. I was a hat beam, and I should get an award for that. You got nothing?
I got it up. So
place that in the chat. Yeah, how about that there?
Yeah, I'll put that Tristan link in there.
Yeah. What's the name of the book again? Oh. Yeah, so those are books for visual design. I'm thankful that I'm going to go ahead and say it, folks. Be thankful that you have LXD Talks.
I'm thankful for LXD Talks. I think
I'm super thankful for
it. Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing in the middle of my week and, you know, always makes me laugh. So I love your sense of humor, Alex. I think you're a funny guy and a smart guy, and smart and funny are, you know, right up my alley. So
there you go. Awesome.
I think, you know, I enjoy being able to, you know, spend time with you and talk about learning and development and learn from you. I think I've learned a lot of things from you, I think. And I'm thankful for that.
I'm super thankful for you. You know that. Aww. So I don't even know where this came from. Right? Like, let's be honest. Like, let's talk to people about this. Like, we met twice. So we did a couple of episodes on my channel, the technical stuff. We talked a few times, and that was a connection. It was basically it's one of those things in life. Yeah, because I was like I met her twice, and then I was like, you know what, you're pretty freaking awesome. Let's do something together. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, like let's do something. And then there was
cool.
So yeah,
and it's been good times.
Where's the specific V?
I think he's packing. I set him up with a bunch of chores to do before we head up to go see the in-laws.
So Jessica says, "Aw," with a droppy tear. I wonder what happens if you put a eggplant behind it.
No.
Does that change the whole thing?
Yeah, then it's just.
Come on, Jessica. PG-13. Let's hear more pineapples. Yeah.
PG-13 sad face.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Quintessential was asking the name of that book. It's Accidental Instructional Designer. Did we get that up? Okay, no. I don't know if we got that up.
Asking,
sorry.
You shall receive.
Yeah. Emoji Queen tonight.
Emoji Queen tonight. Celebrating.
Dancing Queen?
A new job, yeah. Not a bad way to celebrate. All right, so we have, yes, he was asking for the book. So the two books, Visual Design Solutions, and then you have the other one was the accidental
Instructional Designer. Yeah, I'm not an accidental instructional designer. It was very much deliberate, but
I'm not either. Yeah. So the term accidental instructional designer appeals, you know, it deals with the very true situation in which many or a lot of folks that are in learning and development do not have any background in education or instructional design, any form of background. In other words, they were working, they were good workers, and they became instructional designers, or they were doing the work of instructional designers because they were good, let's say, with PowerPoint or visually communicating things. That's what I usually tell people is like, look, for this type of jobs, your efforts should be 80% in on getting visual design down, getting your visual aesthetics gone, because the other stuff, you can read a couple of blogs and fool people with talking about things. What do you think of that? I'm throwing that big hot rock down the
I mean, you know, it depends, yes and no. If you don't know how to organize content and you're asked to, you know, create new courses that haven't been created before, you're gonna have a hard time. You know,
why is that? What do you think?
I think it takes practice, and it takes, like anything else, you know, it's not unique. Just like visual design principles, you know, just like for visual design, like it takes practice to kind of get your flow, get it right. Yeah. And with the same with like organizing and, making content relatable, like making it, you know, in ways, putting it together in ways that people can digest and easily understand.
Right. But are those skills that really are not, is that something you, because I mean, look, I got a master's of education. I went the education route first because obviously I was in the military. And so first thing I did was research the thing, right? So, okay, what do I have to do to get there? And then I found references to ATD and blah, 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 because I was looking at the occupational handbook of, you know, jobs or whatever, Department of Labor, right? So that told me, okay, there's this, actually the instructional designer is still not recognized by the Department of Labor as a job. So keep that in mind.
One day they will know the value that we bring.
Exactly, yeah. By the time they do it, then we'll be calling it something else, like LXD or whatever. Learning experiences are, but anyway, I went and got my degree first, and then I got a graduate certificate, and none of that taught me any of the stuff that I used to be where I'm at today. So yes, I did learn theory there. Yes, I can talk to, but also learned the wrong things. I learned the wrong things about Addy in that program.
I
learned the wrong things about Bloom in that program, and probably half of the people listening to this podcast, news for you, you probably learned the wrong things about those two. So check my articles out.
Portland State was still teaching learning styles. I was in my graduate program.
They are still being taught. And actually today is even worse, right? Today is even worse because today they're actually labeling everything learning experience design now because it's popular. So they are labeling the instructional design programs are getting sort of labeled as LXD programs.
Yeah, well, that's because typically in a university's professional and continuing education department, they have more marketers than they have actual instructional designers. And I know because I was there. And you know what? They laid off all the instructional designers. And they kept all the marketers because you still got to have somebody to make sure people buy your course.
Right.
You don't need anybody to actually make the course, though.
Right. Yeah. So be thankful that you have resources today. We are thankful that you guys are coming in here and sharing this time with us. We are at the end of our time. We want to ask, is there anybody out in this audience that needs to win a seat to Enterprise ID? Because as I'm looking over here, I don't really see anybody. I see all e-launchers. And that means that you already have access to that. So we're doing our checks and that's all we got. We don't really have anything today for anyone. We're not giving a winner today. We'll wait for the next one next Wednesday. So I want to thank you all again. You guys are amazing. We thank you all. I've been blessed with the opportunity to help many of the folks here and be part of their success. And I'm very thankful that I get to enjoy all the pineapples and eggplants that throwing at us. There's a turkey in there and a peach and upside down face. So
even my dancing queen.
There's a big party going on. Yeah. come on now. We can't sing it because we don't have licensing for
them. Oh,
you know what I mean. So happy
dancing royalty.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you, Tristia.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.